Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni daf Yud, 10th daf here in Maaser Sheni, the last full daf here in the first parak in Parak Maaser Sheni, and we'll start off with the Gemara on Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah started to tell us what exactly one is allowed or not allowed to buy with one's Maaser Sheni money. I bring the money, I'm poda the fruit onto money, and then I bring that money to Yerushalayim, and I buy appropriate food there. So we learned that the best thing to buy is a behema that could be used as a carbon shlamim, and then he could double up. It could be a shlamim, it could be Maaser Sheni, but that should only be done in Yerushalayim. We spoke all about the gzeiros last time relating to what you're not allowed to buy. Are you allowed to buy a behema not for shlamim? What about a chaya? What about a oaf? All the different opinions about that. So this Mishnah said that we had in the last year was certain items you can't buy, and if you buy it, nothing happens. It's as if it was meaningless. You try to buy a table, right? You try to buy anything that's not food or usable as food. So the Mishnah said if you try to buy water or salt, we'll get back to that, Baruch Hashem, today, water, salt, or fruit still attached to a tree, all of those are not acceptable. Or I buy fruit somewhere far away from Yerushalayim. I switched it onto money, and then somehow, I don't know, I saw my favorite fruit, so I switched the Kedusha onto the fruit. So all of those cases, lo kana meiser. It did not work, and the money is still kadosh. That was halacha number one. Halacha number two in the Mishnah, we have to review this to know what the Gemara is talking about. Halacha number two in the Mishnah was, what if I bought fruit outside of Yerushalayim, which pashtus? Pashtus is wrong. The Gemara is going to talk about this, but that's a problem. If I switch it onto money, I should only buy fruit in Yerushalayim. But what if I didn't? What if I didn't? So I did something wrong. That's the Gemara is going to have two opinions about what the reason is. But let's go with that one for now. I did something wrong. So the Gemara, Mishnah is b'chali between shogig and mezid. If you did it b'shogig, then the whole thing doesn't work. Because we assume that if you knew that you use Maaser Sheni money, you didn't know you were using Maaser Sheni money. If you knew, you wouldn't have done it. So the whole thing is a mekach taos. The whole thing is mistaken. If you would have known, so then we say if it was b'shogeg, then the whole thing doesn't work. Yachzur dam el abaylam. If it was b'mezid, you bought fruit b'mezid outside of Yerushalayim, then you were not under any false pretense. You knew you were using Maaser Sheni money. So we say it works, right? Mezid. It's not like a good thing that it works. It's just that there's no lack of das. So yalu, and you have to take that fruit up and eat in Yerushalayim. Ya'alu ve'ya'achlu b'makom. And if there's no base of Migdash, then you just have to let the fruit rot. Right? You can't go back. And the same thing applies that if I buy a behema, again, outside of Yerushalayim. So that is case number two in the Mishnah. So the first case was you're buying things that are totally, you can't use. You buy fruit that are attached to the ground, or you buy salt or water. Case number two is if you buy fruit or behemos. Either way, shogeg, it's a mekatos. And mezid, it works, but you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And then case number three is you're not allowed to buy also items that are not food worthy. You can't buy avadim, karka, behemetmeya, buy a non-kosher animal, you buy a piece of land, which is the reason we said that peiros mechubarim can't be bought, or non-kosher animals. All of those, you can't, but if you did, it works. And Yochal Kenegdat, it works. The non-kosher, the money, it doesn't have Kedusha anymore. And you have to take your own money and buy fruit and eat that amount of fruit, that value in Yerushalayim. Yochal Kenegdan. As we said, I think we said in the last year, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, is that really switching the Kedusha from wherever it is in the seller's Rishus back to the money that you have? That's what Rashi said in Kiddushin, and Tosfos didn't like that because he said it's not in your Rishus. You can't be poda davar sheinu b'rishuscha. So Tosfos said it's more of just a knas. Tosfos said 2 days there. Either it's a knas or we say zachan l'adam shelo b'fanav. That was the two cases. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between case number two and three? We just reviewed case two and three. Case number two made a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Case number three, that was the case of buying stuff outside of Yerushalayim by mistake. By mistake, it doesn't work. But in this third case, it just says, you can't buy these items. And if you did, it worked, and you have to be Yochel Kenegdan. There's no chilek between Shogig and Mezid in this case number three. We'll have to talk about why. And then just case number four in the Mishnah, finishing up the review, you can't use Maaser Sheni money for a Davar Shebechova. There's an animal, a chiv that you have, you can't double dip. Can't use Maaser Sheni money for buying a carbon that you're chayev in. Zav, Zava, Yoledas, all of those. And that's case number four. And then the Mishnah ends off by the general rule, and that is Zaklal. Kalshu, you have to buy things for eating, drinking, anointing or smearing. Kol shehu chutz la'achilu v'sheshiva l'sicha. If he buys things for other reasons, so then midamei ma'aser sheni yochal kenegdo. So then it might have worked, but you have to spend money and buy fruit and eat that amount of fruit in the base of, in the Yerushalayim with that. The same hisnahagus, the same behavior as you would real ma'aser sheni. The fact that there was the case of shogeg is a mekartos reflects the fact that every ma'aser kinyan, every kinyan needs two ingredients, needs ma'aser kinyan and das kinyan. Right? You can't have a kinyan without proper das. And therefore, that's the reason for our Mishnah, that if it were, in case number two, if it was a case of shogeg, we assume that if he would have known that this was ma'aser sheni money, he wouldn't want to do something wrong. He wouldn't want to use ma'aser sheni money, so we assume that the kinyan didn't work. Because every kinyan needs das kinyan. Maisa kinyan and das kinyan. Those are the two crucial ingredients. Maisa kinyan, we've spoken often, the different types of maisa kinyanim reflect different elements of the kinyan, maybe different ways the kinyan works. There's kinyanim that are nichnas l'rshuso. There's kinyanim that are because of the raya shabo. There are kinyanim that is hafganas bailus, a reflection of what an owner does. All of those are different types of kinyanim, but all of those are maisa kinyanim. Hagba, meshicha, chazaka, chatzer, all of those. But then there's the das kinyan. The das that that has to go into it from the kona and the makna. I think we discussed in a shir a few days ago about, is there one das that's more ikr than the other? The das of the kona or the das of the makna, right? One of those that take precedence. There is one kinyan that is looked at by the achronim as pure das kinyan. And the maisa kinyan is not even really a maisa kinyan. It's like all das kinyan. The maisa is just a reflection of the das. And that, of course, is kinyan chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin. There are many rayas that Kinyan Chalipin is very different than all other kinyanim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that usually we say for chazara purposes. I did a kinyan and I want to go back. Oh, we discussed Tokhtei Dibur a few days ago, or last year. I want to go back. Do I have chazara, retraction purposes? I sold you something, retraction. The halacha is Tokhtei Dibur. Right, just like in halacha, just like in davening, Tokhtei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, you can go back within Tokhtei Dibur. But when it comes to chalipin, you have an extra longer time. Asukin ba'oso inyan. As long as you're still involved in the case. As long as you're still involved, you didn't leave the room, even though you didn't. Why is that? Why should that be more of an extended time when it comes to chalipin? Maybe because the focus is not a specific moment of a ma'aser kinyan. It's all about the das. And if it's about the das, but the Rambam Kamat says a befeirish in Hilchos Bechira that the kinyan chalipin, when I lift up a pen or a handkerchief, that shows that I'm serious. That's all it does. And the kinyan is about seriousness. But it doesn't, it's not a maisa kinyan like other maisa kinyan. And therefore you don't focus on that moment that, oh, if it's after Tokhtei Dibur, it's done. No, asukin bosu inyan, as long as you still have the das kinyan involved, so then one could be chozibar. Or there's a discussion in the Rishonim, it could be, there's a daya out there in the Rishonim that kinyan chalipin requires edim. There's a kinyan chalipin requires edim. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, kinyan bifnei shayim vein sorach lomar ksufu. What does kinyan bifnei shayim mean? So some Rishonim say it means you have to do a chalipin in front of two witnesses. So that's a huge surprise. What kinyan requires edim? If I want to prove that it happened, I need edim. But about kinyan hagba, meshicha, chazaka, those need edim? No. No, the other guy could deny it if there are no edim. But it doesn't need edim. But kiddushin requires edim. Okay, in devar sheba'erva, pachas mishnayim. But if it's not kiddushin or gerushin or something like that, so then it doesn't need to. But there's a daya out there, right? The Tosfos HaRosh in kiddushin, Daf Samachei, quotes this daya and says, why would you need this? The Ravid quotes this daya twice, and it's called Ravid on the Ramban, the Ravid in the Shin Mekubetzes, in the Baal Basra. So why would you need Edim? So again, the Achronim explain, whenever you need Edim, that could be a reflection of a higher level of Das that's required. Das, what's called Das, Das HaMeschayiv, Das, different, a higher level of Das in Halacha. So that's why Edim would be required. So Edim reflect a higher level of Das. Edekium, Edim that have to be there. So that also is a reflection. And there are many other rayas, but that kinyan chalipin, a kinyan of, not the chalipin of a barter, I give you A and you give me B. You give me a cow, I give you a horse. That's a different type of chalipin. The chalipin we're talking about is just the symbolic lifting something up. Right, they got a chasen's tish. The chasen does a kinyi chalipin to accept the obligations of the ksuba. Often, when a person appoints the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz, there's a kinyi chalipin done. You live like, what is that? That just shows gemira's das. It concretizes the seriousness of the matter, but it's not really a maisa kinyan. That's really all das kinyan. But again, back to our mishnah, the reason that in case number two, if you buy stuff outside of your shalayim bishogeg, it's a mechatos, doesn't work. It's undone because we assume that you didn't have das kinyan. We assume that if you would have known everything that's going on, so then you wouldn't have gone through it. Okay, so now we ask, what's the difference between case number two and case number three? Why does case number two have a difference between shogeg and mesid when I buy the fruit of the animals outside of your shalayim, but case number three when I just buy avadim or non-kosher animals, we say it works, and I just have to get extra money and be yochal kenegdan. So here we go. Taman taninan, we learned in the case number three of our Mishnah, right, over there, meaning from the vantage point of the Resha. Taman taninan, ein lochem avadim ekarkoz abeimah behemetmeya mi demei maeser sheni. Right, switch the girsa. So that v'miyotin lochach yochal kenegdan, meaning there's no chelim between shogeg and mesid, v'koat amar hachin, and here in the Resha, right, you say that there's a chelim between shogeg and mesid. What's the difference? Two answers. Reb Yona Amar, ispalgud Reb Chia bar Yosef v'Shmuel. Right, the machlokas. Chad Amar, one of them said, you know what the difference is? Kan derech mechira, kan derech chilul. Oh, what does that mean? In a case, where could you have as I just explained, where could you have a mechatos? Where you're selling something. Mechira. So case number two is a case where you sold something. I bought fruit with my shoshanim body. I bought animals with my shoshanim. That's a case, we assume, that's the Pashad translation of the words. There was a sale. So by a sale, your das has an effect. And therefore, if it was a shogeg, we say it doesn't work. That's by a sale. But by chilul, where I'm not really trying to sell it, I'm just trying to deconsecrate the kedusha of my money onto something else, chilul, so then there's no das involved in there. That's going to be automatic. If you're mechalal something, right, it's not about your involvement so much, it's derech chilul. And derech chilul, it doesn't matter so much, mechatos is not as much of an issue. Right? Some suggest this, that maybe this is connected to a thought that we quote often. Rabbi Chanan has this in the Kovetz Ha'aris, in Yevamos Simen Ayin Vav, that there are certain types of halachic processes that I'm not in charge of, so to speak. I don't cause. If I shecht an animal, I didn't cause that shechita. I can't say, I'm going to shecht this animal, but it should only be a good shechita if it rains tomorrow. And I shecht the animal. Oh, only if it rains tomorrow? No. That the heter shechita is not about me. The heter shechita comes from my Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once I do this physical act, memela, the heter shechita kicks in. So I'm not in control of that, of the heter shechita. Or of the iser of basar b'chalav, right? If I pour a little bit of milk into your hot chicken soup, we don't say ein adam oser davar sheino shalom, right? Oh, you can't aser. Just like you can't bow down to my couch and aser it, so too you can't pour milk into my chicken soup and aser it. No, there's a big difference between the two. Bowing down to your couch, if I don't do any other maisa, so then ein adam oser davar sheino shalom. I can't aser that. But pouring milk into your chicken soup, that's the davar and aser comes from memela. Right, so some say, and therefore that's why I'm allowed to do it to your stuff. It's a reality that's created. So here too, chilul, I'm not in charge of. I do the maisa of switching the kedusha, and I get that into place. I mean, may let it happen. So maybe even if my das is not complete, so then it's going to kick in. And therefore, that's why in the case of the animal, that non-kosher animals, case number three, it's going to work. There's no chilek of shogeg and mesid. So that's one answer. The difference is mechira and chilul. The charana amar, and the other one says, no, really, there's a mechatos issue. Really, shogeg, it should be a mechatos. You know why case number three is not a mechatos? A technical problem. Kan kibisha ha-mocher, kayam kan mishalach lo ha-mocher. The seller left, you can't give the money back. You can't get, he left, he died, he traveled. So that's why. Really, it should be a mechatos. You should say in both cases, shogeg, it didn't work. But in the case where he's not here, you can't say that. You can't return that. V'lo yadana manam rada, manam rada. Says Rabbi Yonah, I heard these two answers, and I heard one was the name of Shmuel, and one was the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. I didn't know who says what. But then, min ma da'amar Rabbi Yossi b'shem Shmuel. But once I heard Rabbi Yossi say in the name of Shmuel, nikne hamekach, once I heard Shmuel describe the case of the Mishnah as nikne hamekach, meaning the sale worked. According to the second answer we just gave, the sale didn't work. It should be a megatos. So once Shmuel said Nikra Mekach, Harehu, he must give the first answer. Harehu to Amar Kan Derech Mechira Kan Derech Chilul. He must be the one that gave the first answer because he used the lashon of the Kinyan worked in the Mishnah. According to the second answer, the Charana, according to that second answer, they both should be a Mekatos. It shouldn't have worked. We say, okay, one of them you can't change because the sale is not here anymore. But because he used that lashon, we assume that he gave the first answer and not the second answer. Period. Next. That was the one question on the Mishnah. Now let's get back to another diak on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said in the first case, what are you not allowed to buy? Water and salt. Those are the two items on the list. So we're about to make a diak about that. Because, according to some Tanaim, there should be more things you can't buy. Only water and salt are listed. So says the Gemara, Mastisa Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva, Udoloka Rabbi Yishmael. And not like Rabbi Yishmael. Why? Machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael Darash. Rabbi Yishmael Darash is the following, right? There is a pasuk. Everybody agrees the pasuk is a klal uprat uklal. The question is, what elements of the prat do you take? Right? This is a classic example of, sometimes you have a midah shatar nidrashes bahen, and the Baalei HaMesora, the Tanaim here, use the midah shatar nidrashes bahen, but they also have input of their own svara. Right, every daf in Shas is a balance of Misora and Svara. We use the Misora that we have, we use a Gzera Shava, we use a Midah Shatar and Reshet Bahen, but then the Tanoim also put their own logic and their own Svara, what they think this Misora should teach me. So here you have the same Klal Prat Klal. The question is, how do you define the Prat? Which element of the Prat do we zero in on order to learn Halacha? So here we go. Rabbi Shmuel Darash, Venasata, Kasla Bechala Sheteva Nafshecha, buy whatever you want, Klau. Babok, Babakru, Vatson Vayan Vashechar, Prat. Ubechala Shetishalcha Nafshecha, Harayu Klau Acher. Klau Uprat Uklau, Iata Dan Elakena Prat. So what do you learn from here? What are you allowed to buy from Maaser Sheni money? Only things that are similar to the Prat. That's the rule of Klau Uprat Uklau, general, specific. General, so it's not anything. It's only things similar and modeled after the Prat. Lomar Lacha, so what is the first opinion? What is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion? Ma Prat Mufurej Davarshu Vlad Vlados Haaretz. What is Vlad Vlados Haaretz? So we might say that means Gidule Karka. That's another way to say it, according to some of Farshim. Things that come from the ground. The way the Mara Folda says it is Davarshu Nivra Misheshis Yime Bracious Minaretz. Quoting Rashi and Erevin, right? Rabbi Shmuel says, just like the items listed are things that come from or live off the ground, right? Animals. We discussed this weeks ago, right? Animals do not grow from the ground, but they live off the ground, right? The Rambam calls them gedule karka for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, right? Gedule karka, they live off the ground. So av ein li al davarshu vlad v'lados haaretz. So you can only buy things that live off or grow from or live off the ground. So again, both shitas are going to exclude salt and water. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's going to be more included. More things should be excluded, and therefore the fact that more things aren't excluded in the Mishnah must be the Mishnah's like Rabbi Akiva. But this is Israel. Water does not grow from the ground, it doesn't live off the ground. It happens to be found in the earth. And salt is found in the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground, and it doesn't live off the ground. Rabbi Akiva Mefarish, Rabbi Akiva has a different way of understanding the Prat. Maha Prat Mefurish. Dover Shehu Pri, it grows. Pri means it grows. Uvlad Pri, and it comes from something else that grew. Maybe it's like wine from grapes, a calf from a cow, right? All of those are Vlad Pri. Umachshire Pri, and it helps give good taste. There's other things. Machshire pri, right? The bara folda. Machshirim shar peiros la'achila. Shenosim em tam. It's no same tam. So Rabbi Kiva says, just like all of these items, meat, right? Bakar, tzon, right? It grows, and it comes from a mother source, and it gives off good taste. Af einli eladavar shu pri vlad pri umachshire pri. So all the things have to be included. All the things that you want to buy have to be included in some of these categories, if not all. Ma nafik mi bineh. So what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? Dogim v'chagavim kimeinu pitriot. Fish, grasshoppers, mushrooms. Right, all of these items. Why? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who says the second day. Akiva, who says you have all of these nichem as a meister, you can buy them. Why? As the Arafulda says, as long as you have two out of three, they're close enough. You don't have to have all three, similar to the prat. As long as you have two out of three. So kimeinu pitriot, right? The mushrooms. The mushrooms do not grow from the ground. Right? That's called they grow from the air, but they grow. But they grow, and they are machshire pri. They add on, they add good taste. So those two things, so it has two out of three. So that's why Rabbi Akiva would include them, Rabbi Yishmael would exclude them. Why? Because they don't grow from the ground. They're not gedulei karka. Right? Kamenu pitriots. And fish. Fish don't grow from the ground. Right? The water is different. Right? And therefore, these items would be Rabbi Akiva nikachin because of my they would be included. Rabbi Yisrael ain't nikachin, no kachin, and Rabbi Yisrael they wouldn't be. So that's how you know the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Yisrael, you shouldn't just have water and salt excluded in the Mishnah. You should also have these items, because these items also cannot be bought according to Rabbi Yisrael. So the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva. There is a problem with the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam is splits. The Rambam excludes water and salt like everybody, but also kimeinu pitriot, he excludes those mushrooms, which makes him seem like he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael, but that he doesn't exclude fish. Dagim v'chagavim, so the Achronim wonder about that, the Rambam Shita, in Zayin Dalet, in Maaser Sheni, what exactly is his Shita and who he paskins like. Good. This whole issue is about, again, eating, the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni, what are you allowed to buy with the Kedusha of eating Maaser Sheni? Remember we said that the Ramban counts a separate mitzvah, D'oraisa, the first one on the list that he said the Rambam forgot, of eating Maaser Sheni. And it's interesting that in the language, I don't know if we read this already, but just to emphasize, the language in that mitzvah, the Ramban says, Nistavinu lecho Maaser Sheni u'bechoros b'Yerushalayim lefnei akel yisaleh. He puts bechor also with Maaser Sheni. V'hu amru achal levnei Hashem alkecha ma'asar tegan chati yerushcha v'yitzarecha. V'zu mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs gedola ma'od. She'nasan batam l'man tilmad l'yira. V'yamru magit she'maaser Sheni mevias adam l'idei talmud Torah v'tziva bo v'samach latav v'isecha. So the Ramban, importantly, puts the reason. He says, you know why it's such an important mitzvah? Because l'man tilmad l'yira. This isn't just a mitzvah sachila. This is a mitzvah sachila that's supposed to lead to yira shemayim. Right, that's the language. And you look in the mitzvah Samelech on that mitzvah, he says, Vinira, de be'emes me'ikar adin, sover haramban, kedas harambam. To be mitzvah achilas kachim, nechla rak achilas koanim bechelkam. Aval achilas bailim, bechachim kalam, eno mi mitzvah achila. That's something that we alluded to earlier. Avad de be'emes mana haramban, din mechudashi, bilaman tilmad liyira. He has other rayas that the root of this mitzvah is a mitzvah of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim that's fulfilled by eating in Yerushalayim. That's going to bring, as the pasuk says, and Tosfos in Baal Basra, I think we mentioned earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph, also says that. But again, it's a unique type of mitzvah. So it's important, I guess, what you're able to buy in terms of determining that Yerushalayim experience. Okay, so the Mishnah, Gemara said, the Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva and now Rabbi Yishmael. Next stage, Amar Reb Chagai, three lines from the bottom. So now, the next halacha of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? We started off this year today. You can't buy fruit or animals outside of Yerushalayim. I switched the Kedusha onto money. You can't buy it outside of Yerushalayim. And if you did, Chilik of Shogeg and Mason. So why is that? Why can't you buy it outside of Yerushalayim? Is that per se? There's an Isser? So Amar B'chagai, Masni Samar came. The Mishnah sounds like the following. She'ein mechal in mos ala peiris berichag makom. Period. The reason for the Mishnah is, you can't be mechal, you can't switch, deconsecrate money onto other food, berichag makom, when you're far away from Yerushalayim. And that's why, b'shogeg, it doesn't work. We assume it was a mechatos, you did that, you didn't know, you wouldn't have wanted to violate the halacha, and therefore it doesn't work. Amar kome Rabbi Avina fakalse. So, says Rev Chagai. Rev Chagai said this in front of Rev Avina, And Kalse, Rav Avina was very excited about it. He praised it. Amra Kume, Rabbi Yirmiyah of Akantare. Rabbi Yirmiyah heard it, and he got very upset about it. He started criticizing it, and he started saying it's wrong. The Kantare. Why? He did not think that the reason in the Mishnah is because, oh, there's an isser, there's some type of halachic reason of you can't be machala outside of Yishalayim. What did he think? He just thought that a person wouldn't want to schlep. And therefore, if he knew, he's taking money. So a person thought he was using his regular money to buy an animal. And then he's going to eat the animal here. All of a sudden, he finds out it was Meister Shady. He's like, oh gosh, I have to schlep this all the way to Yishalayim? Nothing to do with an isser, just because it just has to do with Gemira's das of he doesn't want to have to schlep this all the way to Yerushalayim. So if he would have known it was Meister Shani money, he wouldn't have done it. So not because of the halachic mechalal barichuk makom, but because he's not going to want to schlep it. So that's why he was upset. Amr kumi Rabbi Yirmi v'kintere, right? Says the Marafolda, lo shabche. Why? The time of the Masisan mishemekach toast to ha'ala'a. Right, you see the Marafolda on the second line? The reason for the Mishnah is the mekatos of bringing it up. You wouldn't want to bring schlepping up. But if you wanted to, be mechalad outside of Yerushalayim, let's say it's not a schlep, and so then you would be able to. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was upset. Says the Gemara, the Hadatanina, but we learned in the Mishnah in 2 weeks. The Mishnah there gives a case. Ma'os bi Yerushalayim umperos bi Medina. If the money is in Yerushalayim and the fruit are outside of Yerushalayim, so you see there that, and you're being mechalel the kedusha onto the fruit's not there. So doesn't that prove that it doesn't have to be there? Answer, shan yehi shahaya echad bamakom. At least one of them is in the right spot there, right? Maybe the halacha is that you cannot be mechalel money onto fruit if they're both outside of Yerushalayim. But here in that Mishnah, at least the money was in Yerushalayim, so it was okay. Says the Gemara, Kanafak Rabbi Chagai, when Rabbi Chagai is the one that made this presentation, right? He said it to Rabbi Avina and got praised for it, and he said it to Rabbi Yirmiyah and got insulted for it and criticized. So when he went out, Kanafak Rabbi Chagai, that night Rabbi Chagai was up all night, and he found the Braisa, Ashkach Tani, and he found the Braisa that proved that Rev Yirmiyah seemed to be right. Right? Tani, Mo Superis B'Yerushalayim, Mo Superis B'Medina. The Braisa says, even if both of them are outside of Yerushalayim, it seems to be that you're allowed to do it. Amar, and he says to himself, in Havisham Yerb Yirmiyah, Hada Milsa, if Yerb Yirmiyah would have seen this Braisa and known this Braisa, Yoz Kantare, then it's a good kitrud, right? He criticized me properly, because this Braisa seems to be befairs like him, that there's no problem doing things outside of Yerushalayim. Bo Machzir Bey, so he, Rabbi Chagai, wanted to retract. He was about to put it in all the papers to send out a mass WhatsApp to his shir that I was wrong. And, you know, I found the brisa that Rabbi Yirmiyah was correct. But before he did that, Amalei Rabbi Zeira said, no, lo tachzer bach. Don't, not so fast. Lo tachzer bach, don't be chozer bo. Why? Dama Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Meir Varabanin, the machlokas we had 2 days ago on Daftes, we had a machlokas about whether you're allowed to buy a live animal outside of Yerushalayim. Remember that machlokas we spoke about Tam and Shachut and Balmum. So there was a machlokas Jemir and the Rabbanon about buying a live animal outside of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar says that machlokas is only by Bidmai. That's only by if you have Meiser Sheni of Dmai money, that's where you might be able to buy it outside of Yerushalayim. Haba Vadai, but if you have Vadai Meiser Sheni money, lo, then everybody would agree you're not allowed to buy it outside of Yerushalayim. So that's Rebbe Lazar. So Rebbe Zera says to Rebbe Chagai, don't be Chozerbo. I have a Tana that says like you. Right, Rebbe Lazar says that Homachlokas about maybe being able to buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim is only if it's Dmai, if it's Suffolk. But if it's Vadai Meiser Sheni money, for sure you can't. Why? And therefore, min ma da'amar Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Meir hi, and the fact that Rebbe Lazar continued and said that our Mishnah is following Rebbe Meir's opinion, ha da'amar hu demai hu vada. Our Mishnah is about vada, not about demai. Our Mishnah doesn't say a word about demai. So it must be that our Mishnah is assuming that there's no difference between vada and demai. There's no difference. It shouldn't be even demai. At least there's no difference. There shouldn't be... I say, Rabbi Meir is the opinion in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan would argue, but you see the machlokas is even about a case of Vadai. even Rav Akiva is a Vadai, and one shouldn't buy, according to one opinion of the Tanaim, at least, buy outside of Yerushalayim. So at least there's a Tana. At least there's one Tana that says, like you, Reb Chagai, so there's no reason to be Ozerbo. Again, this is, we'll have to see what the Maskana is on the next daf, because from here it sounds like maybe it would be Mutter. Maybe it would be Mutter, right? This is only according to one opinion, but according to the other opinion, according to the Meir, according to the Rabbana, it would be okay. Be okay, but we'll have to see that is not so accepted la halacha in terms of what one is allowed. There's a lot of musar from Rabbi Chagai. He was ready to admit, you know, that he was wrong, right? That's Nechemya ha'amsuni like, right? That he darshened every yes in the Torah, and then he was ready to throw it away when he got it to us Hashem al kechatira, and he told his talmidim, Rebbe, your life's work. Kishem shakibat yischar al adrisha, kacha kabal schar al aprisha. Right, just like I got schar for darshaning, I could get schar for stopping the darshan if I know I'm wrong. And so Rabbi Kiva came along and darshan, but that ability to be moda ala emes, right, which is one of the verm shatora nikdeis bohem, so that's what Rav Chagai had. Right, he was bo machzer bei. Even though I told everybody and they knew I said this, I was ready to be chozer bo, because they must be wrong, until Rabbi Zeira came along and saved the day and said, no, there's a Tana out there that holds like you that it would be a problem, so you don't have to be chozer bo. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time, we finish up the first parak of Ma'aser Sheni.